Badger, Seals of Steel, Book 1, by Dale Meyer, narrated by Gregory Salinas. Chapter 1. Cat Greenwald reached for her screwdriver and gently tightened the last adjustment on the state-of-the-art prosthetic leg in front of her. This was a new design, with a wider top, better balance, less material overall, but she hoped it was also stronger. Not the usual carbon fiber and polypropylene. Titanium had been added to the base, with a few other metals mixed in for strength. It still wouldn't be enough. The man to wear this one was bent on destruction, and refused to have the last surgery that would make his mobility that much better and his pain that much less. In her mind, she'd pegged the reason as he didn't care, or didn't think he'd live long enough to be bothered. And she could do or say nothing to stop him from his chosen path. With a heavy sigh, she stood and passed the prosthetic to Badger Horley. Without a word, he took it, examined the changes she'd just made, gave a quick nod, and put it on over the soft cotton wrapping on his stump. He stood and walked around the room. Cat watched the huge man in front of her. He'd walked into her office in lab 6 months ago, desperate for her to put a leg on the end of his stump. But he hadn't been ready. The flesh on his stump hadn't healed enough. Any pressure caused a flare-up and swelling, followed by infection. But he'd been adamant. He was determined to get on with his life. She watched his face, not the leg, as he stepped around the room. The stump wasn't healed enough for her liking even now. He needed to stay off it for another 3 weeks. But that took her back to his stubbornness. "You shouldn't stay on the leg more than 10 to 15 minutes at a time," she warned. "Otherwise, you'll end up damaging the tissue next to the prosthetic, and the stump will never heal. You know perfectly well your last infection damn near killed you." He shot her a hard look but stayed silent. She shrugged. "Or don't look after yourself. See if I care."
"It's not that bad."
"Right."
She kept the rest of her thoughts to herself. When she came across somebody as driven and as angry as a badger, his namesake, she needed to stay the hell out of his way. The trouble was she didn't want to stay out of his way, and the last thing she wanted was for him to head off on his personal vendetta. Revenge was a bitch, and it wouldn't keep him warm at night. There was always a price to pay when you went down that road. Still, she had one more thing she could try. She took the screwdriver back to her workbench and placed it in the case with the others. She turned and leaned against both her hands so he couldn't see her white-knuckled grip on the bench. In a low voice, she said, "Stone called." He acted like he didn't hear her as he paced the room, testing his mobility, but she watched the muscle twitch in the corner of his mouth. "He asked for your number." He straightened and slowly turned to face her.
"What did you tell him?"
"I told him that you're on a death mission, and likely to get yourself killed." His gaze held a fury she had not seen before. She'd known it was inside, carefully hidden. It was evident in every line on that heavily muscled body as he twisted and turned, stretched and bent. Motions hard, sharp, jerky. When he put something down on a table, it landed with too much force. When he stood, it was too fast, chairs bouncing backward. Nothing in his life was relaxed and calm.
"You had no right."
Her eyebrows shot up. "No right to what? Answer his questions? I didn't overstep your HIPAA privacy rights. Stone and I have talked about prosthesis designs and shared findings long before you were my patient. He knew you were coming to see me, but not from me. He called me as your friend. And I'm not your therapist, but I have an opinion regardless. Plus, you never said anything was top secret or super confidential," she said in a hard tone. "You and I never really talk. I don't know where you live, who you're after, or what asshole you're planning on putting 6 feet under. Stone asked me how you were doing, and I told him the truth."
Badger sucked his breath back and glared at her, his teeth clenched tight.
"And what truth was that?"
"I said that you were hell-bent on killing yourself and wouldn't give your leg time to heal, and that I expected to hear you died from a septic infection within 6 weeks. That you were so focused on revenge that nothing else mattered, including having a future."
Badger snorted. "I have been looking after myself for a long time now, and my future does matter, at least once I deal with this issue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?